Welcome back to the Mighty 690K GGF. And we're going to take a break from open line for just one moment, because in studio right now we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Candy, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing great.
All right. Well, hey, let's talk about all the great things going on in Coffeyville.
Right. We will. So we were hosted today by the Cooperative Credit Union. And it was great. Every time we go to a different business, we learn something new. So learned a lot today about what the difference is with a credit union and a bank, because that's always like, what does that mean? So credit unions are open to the community, most of them anyway. They're a nonprofit, and they are owned by the members. So you, the member, has an ownership in them, and the members elect a board that runs the credit union. And then they take that savings, since they're nonprofit, and they put it back into the business, with software, with specials for the members, low rates, things like that. So that was nice to learn a little bit about that today. They have some new things going on. They just did an upgrade on their software so that they can now do remote deposits. So always like that, you know, you don't even have to go into the bank. You can just do your deposit on your phone. Alerts that tell you if you've got a low balance, and they can now print your credit card right in-house, and just all kinds of good specials going on right now, especially with their loans. So if you haven't been into the Cooperative Credit Union, stop in and say hi to everybody there. Some other things going on today. Daryl Harbaugh from USD 445. So right now, they are giving tours. Anybody in the community that wants to go in and check out the buildings and see what they look like. First of all, I want to give the shout out to the company that's doing the facade work on the outside of the buildings. Those old, I can't remember how old they are, but they're like 150-year-old buildings. And just having them power washed and cleaned up, they just look amazing. So
they're completely different, don't they?
They do. Oh, like, they're just gorgeous. But that is the outside. Now, the inside is an old building, has a lot of old problems, century-old piping and plumbing. And so anyway, we do have a school bond coming up, and they just want to make sure that the public is educated. So if you want to come in for a tour anytime, you call the school board office, and they'll set it up for you. Chuck McFate from the Lions Club, they do have their annual pancake feed coming up October 5th at the Baptist Church. All the funds raised will support some Boys and Girls Club programs. Also coming up, Brown Mansion, October 20th, they're going to have a fall tea. It's a fundraiser to fix their east chimney, and that'll be from 2 to 4. And then in October, the Spook Trail is back up and going at Cedar Bluff Camp. Bring out the kiddos and be... have a little scary time there. That'll be 18th and 19th and 24th and 25th. So
that sounds like a good time to take your kids to. So I think I'll have my kids maybe one of those weekends. So I'll definitely bring them
perfect.
Out. And
yes.
They're 11 and 9, so it should be perfect for them.
Age.
So
yes, that's the perfect age for them. Awesome. Doug Munn, Grace Fellowship. So his group, he had a group come in from another church that came in and did some sidewalk cleanup projects this summer. It was a little too hot, they discovered, so they held off doing some more. Well, they're back up and running. They're going to start doing those again in the next few weeks, and they do need some groups to come out and help. So your church, your club, your business wants to come out, give Doug a call, and he'll let you know about the dates. Alicia Melton, Life Point Church, they just had a Touch of Life event and had 100 people that they were able to help out with that ministry. And then they wanted to give a shout-out. The Boys and Girls Club, their Resist Tobacco group, just made 3 commercials, and they're 7th graders, so it was
right.
So cute. Oh, I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Griff, also from Boys and Girls, just was talking about something new they have. It's a new app for the families that you can, like, text immediately and say, hey, I'm on my way. I got to pick up my kid early. Or it tells you a reminder about dates when they're closed, things like that. So apparently,
okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, so just... good services that we need to know about.
Definitely. That's really cool with that, the text thing. Hey, I'd be there in a few minutes. Or,
exactly.
So that's a great thing to have.
Don't forget to do those things, though. It's nice to have that. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec, their annual Touch a Truck event's coming up September 28th. It's a free event from 9 to noon. I'm going to be bringing my kiddo. They're going to have the ambulance, fire truck, National Guard. I mean, just all kinds of vehicles you can imagine the kids get to climb and pretend they're driving and just have some fun with it.
So. I remember doing something like that when I was a kid. I was just so awesome to be in the fire truck. And they were like, yeah, go ahead and pull the horn. And I was like, Oh, this is so cool.
Kids love that stuff.
Oh, absolutely they do.
Some other things they got coming up. September 30th, they have a new exercise class. It's a cross-training class. This is for the early bird people, 5:30 in the morning. So if you're dedicated.
Hey, that works. I'm up at 4:30 every morning, so that works for me.
Oh, I can't do it. No way. Haley Bagwell from the Midland Theater. They had their movie night last week, and it was great. The next one coming up is October 11th, downtown movie night. They're going to be playing Hocus Pocus.
Ooh.
Good old throwback classic.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Love it. Levi Wilson from K-Rig. Got a couple things coming up down in Bartlesville. Oh, I'm so excited about these. Sunday the 22nd is a celebration wedding showcase. So not just for weddings, but if you are planning any kind of big event, reunion, whatever, and you need tables or tablecloths or photographer, whatever it is, you go down there, they're going to have vendors from all over. And then the 28th and 29th is Western Heritage Weekend. It's down in Dewey. They have everything from, like, old Western shows. They've got activities. The cool thing I want to see is they've got a parade on that Saturday with everybody dressed up in, you know, old Western heritage stuff. They're going to have 30 longhorns going through the street.
Kinda that's like crazy.
You know, like the bull in Spain, you know? Like,
Or the old cattle drives, you know?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Really cool.
Yeah, so be a great weekend to take the family. That, like I said, 28th and 29th is on that. Caulfield Library, they've got a few things coming up next week. Monday is their My Plate for My Family nutrition class. Tuesday is teen adult painting at 3:30, and then at 4 o'clock they have a family film, free kid movie going. And then Thursday is their book discussion club, and this month they're talking about The Bookwoman of Troublesome Creek. So those are a few things going on there. Melissa Davis was here today. She was a first-timer at our CNN, and we were so excited she was there. She's from Silver Ride Transportation. It's a fairly new business, but what they offer is non-emergency transportation, usually for doctor's appointments, things like that.
Okay, that makes sense. And not where they're having to go to the hospital.
Just
an appointment or something.
Older generation that maybe needs to, you know, go to a specialist or whatever. They go up to Wichita, Kansas City, you know, they'll go all
that's
over.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kansas Medicaid will pay for it.
Okay.
So if you've got that, that's taken care of. If not, then private insurance. If you've got private insurance, they'll take care of it. So, but that's a great service that we have here in town. Call me at the chamber, and I can get you hooked up with Melissa.
Okay. Oh, that's incredible. That's a great service.
I know. We need that. We need that a lot in town. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army. Their Soupalicious event is coming up October 29th. And then, of course, in November, they'll be starting their Christmas campaign. Kathy Hetty from Windsor Place wanted to give a shout out. Last week was their National Assisted Living Week. And if you haven't seen some of the videos, they posted them on Facebook. They're hilarious. The residents are so awesome there. They even had the Boys and Girls Club come out with robotics and do a little demonstration. And so a lot of cool stuff. Also coming up, Bark for Life. That's kind of like the Relay for Life for animals. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's Bark for Life. It's really neat.
I remember the Relay for Life. I remember I got stuck on the 3 a.m. walking.
Oh, yeah.
I was a lot younger then, so I could actually handle it. So.
Oh, man.
But I just remember walking around the stadium, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, it's so early.
Zombie like that. Well, this will be for your pets. Bring your pets out, and that'll be October 12th from 9:30 to 11:30 at Walter Johnson Park. So. And then the last few things we have is basically grab your piece of paper and pencil, write down these dates. We've got so many big things coming up, of course, in the fall. So first we have October 4th and 5th, Dalton Defenders Weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. They brought the train back, and they're going to have all kinds of activities downtown to celebrate the Daltons. Then the following weekend is the first one.
Okay.
Hopefully it's great, and then it'll continue to be an annual event. But we're going to have a brew fest downtown, and I talked about that last week. Tickets, though, actually go up on price after Friday. So if you want the good discount, come by the chamber or go on our Facebook page or website and buy your tickets. We're also looking for vendors. So if anybody out there is wanting, maybe you've got some crafts, some woodworking, cheeses, whatever you've got to sell, sign up to be a vendor at that, and that'll be fun. And then Spooktacular, annual downtown trick-or-treating. So families, mark your calendar for that. That is on Monday. I think it is the 28th. I'm double checking. Yes, Monday the 28th is our spooktacular downtown. We are looking for businesses that want to set up a table, or a church group or whatever, to set up a table and hand out some treats for all the kiddos. We need tons of people because we had, last year we had around 700 kids plus their families.
Wow, that's a lot of kids and a lot of people in one area.
Exactly, and it takes a lot of candy. So.
Yes, it does.
So
yes,
anybody
it does.
And everybody that can sign up. Two other dates to put on your calendar. On the 24th is our first candidate forum. That'll be for the commission candidates.
Okay.
And then on the 29th is when we're going to do USD and 445 candidates. So those will both be at Windsor Place, and the Chamber and KGGF are sponsoring that and hosting that. So it's about that election time.
Yeah, gotta get ready. Yeah, it's getting that time of year.
It is. So then the last thing is we're doing an all call for all businesses, groups, everything out there. We have our Christmas parade, and it'll be December 6th this year. It's Friday. And we do need more people to sign up to have whether it's a float or just an entry. We're trying to get 150 to celebrate Caulfield's 150th.
Right, right.
Got to end it off in a bang. So anybody interested in having an entry in that, give me a call at the chamber and we'll get you all signed up.
All right. Well, that is Candy Westbrook talking about all the great things that's going on in Caulfieldville. And again, if you have any questions, go ahead and call the chamber. She will give you all the info that you need to know. Candy,
right.
Thank you very much for coming in today and talking about all the great things in Caulfieldville.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will continue Open Line. You are listening to Open Line right here on the mighty 690 KGGF.